Level 103.5 on a Tuesday morning. Level 42 running in the family at exactly 27 before 9 o'clock. Just in case you're clock watching, and a very special studio guest with me at the moment, Colette Rickett, the Managing Director of Vintuk Gymnasium. Good morning. Good to have you with us.
Good morning. Thank you very much.
Back in the day, now I'm talking about when I was very young. I actually told Tia the story the other day. My dad took me to school for the very first day in Sub A, is what it was called those days. And the teacher said to him, "Mr. van Rensburg, what can your child do? Can he count? Can he write?" And he said, proudly, "He's been playing for the last 6 years. He cannot read. He cannot write. He cannot do any of that stuff. That's your job." But things have changed. That's not how things work these days. Youngsters are being exposed to things quicker, and they have to basically be ready for school much earlier.
That's right, yes.
Why is it so important that they start earlier? Is it about, it's not about competition, right? It's just to be ready for when you have to start learning.
That's right. That's about laying the foundation for their school years. But of course, at Vintuk Gym, we have a very strong belief that kids should really be playing a lot more, have fun a lot more, not learn to read, not learn to write. Yes, count a bit, but not too far. But they should really, their other skills, their social skills and playing and the creativity of playing in mud. And so that should be developed with them before they go to school. Then when they come to grade one, then the grade one teachers will learn them the right way. How to do your maths, how to do your spelling and writing and everything. So we don't want a child to be able to read and write by the time they come to grade one.
Good, because you get a lot of parents who, you know, the kid is 3 years old and then you should be able to read or count to 100 by the time you are that age or this age, and the pressure's already there, right?
Then they only have that advantage for the first year or two, but the kids who did the gross motor development and who did all of the other very important things when it was time appropriate in their preschool years, then they catch up and they go past them very quickly. And they really have a good creative way of reading and writing.
It's just very important to me. But I mean, this is science. This stuff has been tested. It's a field of study that gets improved all the time. So if you guys have, you know, basically the best that's out there in terms of how you do things, how you teach, how you train, how you school, how you socially adapt. So if you say to them, it's all about play, parents shouldn't be going, no, they mustn't play, they can play at home. You know what I'm saying? That is part, it's part of a very well-considered strategy, right?
That's right. But they learn through play, and it's the type of things that you make them play and the topics that you handle while playing. So they don't know they're actually learning. They are simply having a lot of fun. And for me, as almost a grandmother, it's for me the most important thing is that kids should have so much fun when they are in preschool. When they start from grade one upwards, there's already enough pressure on the kids as it is today.
That's a fact. And of course, the thing is, you want them to want to go to school.
Exactly.
Right? And that you do when you're going to go play. You don't want to go when we're going to learn again today.
Right,
that comes later,
test.
Right? Yeah, with the tests and all of those.
Yeah, that's right.
Because, I mean, we were there the other day, and I'm astonished at the amount of physicality. They were running, they were climbing, they were jumping. The things that I remember when I was a youngster, except that wasn't in a school environment. That was just in Ibosa. But, you know, it's good to see that kids are out and about, and they're sweating, and they're getting sun. Mm. It's not all just, you know, cooped up in a classroom.
Yeah, but especially because many of our kids today, they are put in front of a screen, and then they only sit and watch the screen, and they're not busy with physical activities all the time as we used to be when we were kids. So that's why it's important for us when they come to school that we utilize that time to do a lot more of their gross motor development, because those are the things that later on helps you how to control your pen and your pencil properly, how to write properly. And you have to learn a lot of creative skills in the playing process while you are in preschool, so that by the time you are in matric and you have to write these wonderful essays, then you really have this creative mind. And it all starts when they are in preschool.
Maybe that's why my handwriting was terrible. Maybe it's a lack of motor skills. Just importantly, people out there might be wondering, we're now speaking English, but you're Afrikaans. Yeah. Chemies isn't an Afrikaans or an English or a German school, right?
We're all of them, yeah. See, what when I did my research before we started the school, there was always this big thing in my mind about should your child go to school in the official language, the international language, English, in order to be able to sooner be proficient in that language specifically. And then I did a lot of investigations specifically in the mid of Europe and also in South America, where there was a lot of conflict about the official language and the native languages.
Yeah.
And the summary of the big research was that a child, your language proficiency, it's not your language ability, your language proficiency. So how well you are able to think creatively and read and write.
Yes.
That is formed in your mother tongue only. So some kids who are forced to go to school in English while their mother tongue is Afrikaans, they don't have that ability to have that much of a creative output in terms of their language. And then they often get confused. So what we see is the kids who come to school in their mother tongue, whether it's German or Afrikaans, they are so much more language proficient than kids who are forced to go to school in English, which is not their mother tongue. And then by the time that they are 10, 11 years old, they do so much better, not only in their mother tongue, but also in the English and the other languages, any other language that you offer them then. Yeah. So it's so important. And always the most important thing for a child in learning is self-confidence. And they must have that self-confidence. And that is best developed in their mother tongue. But then to find the ultimate stage to cross over to English, is the as I said, the international and national language. So with us from grade four onwards, we gradually phase in for the Afrikaans and German kids English as a first language. And then by the time they are at the end of their school career, they are proficient in all these languages and they are so confident and can maintain themselves very well. Because after school, a big part of your success is how you can express yourself and how you can communicate in the world.
Yeah.
And if while you are learning in English, your science and history and all those other all those other subjects, your vocabulary in English is just increased so much. And that is why our kids are known for the fact that they are very well prepared, also in terms of using the English language after school.
Because a lot of people were saying it's all about learning to think in a certain language rather than to think in a language and then try to translate while you're speaking.
You don't think
and
in another language.
And if you've been forced to do a certain language, English, for example, and you're an Afrikaans kid, then you're going to try and do that all the time.
Yeah.
Think in Afrikaans and express yourself in English.
Yeah, they say a child dreams in his mother tongue, and you can think... When you dream something and then it's always in the first language that you are confident in. And if you can establish that well, then it's easy to translate that into another language in order to convey the creative message that you want to convey.
So bottom line is whether your child is an Afrikaans speaker, an English speaker or a German speaker, fear not. The transition will happen at some point. It will happen, but it's done in the correct way. So you're not going to get there on the first day. It's like, yes, no, dates it, maar van vandaag af is it Engels, that's it. Because
no,
we
never.
All have to speak English.
No,
so it's
never.
Done in the right, in the correct way, so that you adjust to other languages and are proficient in them as well.
That's
important. I know a lot of parents worry about that.
Yeah.
But are they ever going to speak their home language anymore? Is they just going to be forced to do something? So that's something to keep in mind. And then tell me about pre-primary. Just very briefly, why is pre-primary in your school so important in terms of making a foundation? What is it that prepares them?
Yeah, again, it lays the right foundation.
Okay.
So any pre-primary school prepares them.
Yeah.
But for us, it does it in the right way so that they are prepared. They do more or less the same type of topics than in junior primary.
Yeah.
So they are well prepared when they go there because you don't want a child to go to big school and then feel, oh, I'm not ready for this. So that is something very, very important to us. And then, of course, the development of sports skills that already start with the gross motor development at preschool level. And the younger kids can already participate in an under 7 BOC team with the other kids. So that's important for me as a sports lover to really get them hooked on sports as soon as possible, keep them fit and healthy, and the healthy body that hosts the healthy mind and so on.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's very important. And then, of course, also for a learner who is in our preschool,
yes,
they know that they have the first right for those limited places,
yes,
in grade one, in the school eventually.
And of course, I know what, you know, some people say, we'll catch up later. They can go, in high school, they can go to chummies. But the point is, what I like as well is the consistency. You start somewhere, you got a group of friends, for most of them, some will come, some will go, but most will be following and will be together until you literally finish in grade 12. And you've got such a strong bond with that group of people. You are a class that finish together.
Yeah, and I can tell you definitely, in our management group, what we experience, every single phase, there's a huge difference between learners who were in our previous phase or not. Yeah. And like when they come to high school, you can differentiate totally.
So you can definitely pick up
catch
up to be done, right?
There's a lot of stats and a lot of information about that where all the grade 7 learners passing from go on to grade 8 in the high school, they will all pass their maths. But then learners from other schools will struggle and have a bad average in the end.
Ooh, that mathematics. Ooh, that mathematics.
And English.
Now, of course, but that's the thing. That's what's important. So essentially what it boils down to is do your kids a favor and start out right rather than playing catch up. Because, yes, you can always go to chummies. You can go there in 5 years or in 7 or 10 years' time.
Mm-hmm.
But is that really what you want to do? You want to start off with the right foundation and take it from there, right?
That's right.
Right. The voice of Colette Rickett, who is the managing director of Windhoek Gymnasium. What is it in German?
Well, gymnasium.
Gymnasium.
So the word gymnasium or gymnasium means an educational institution aspiring higher educational goals.
Okay.
So that's what it means in the old Latin.
Yeah, yeah.
And so that's why we chose the name gymnasium for all our schools, aspiring higher educational goals.
Now, the reason why we're talking about this, I will tell you about that right after the BBC Minute. Colette, thank you so much for joining us today. We're going to be catching up with a couple of other people to talk to as well. Tia's looking very nervous sitting there. Maar jy gaan in Afrikaans praat, so dis all right. But yeah, we'll be catching up with some more because we've got a very special event coming up.
That's right.
And if you are thinking about it, mull it over, speak to your husband, speak to your wife, speak to your family, whoever you need to talk to, okay? If you're just a guardian, but this is the time to make that decision. We are halfway through this year. Now's the time. So think about it and we'll give you an opportunity to actually go and see the pre-primary at Windhoek Gymnasium in a couple of weeks' time, so don't miss it.
Tom and Benita
with your BBC Minute.
European Energy Minute.